Hello and welcome to this extra episode today. It's an honesty sidebar. I would like to relate our focus of honesty to today's reality. A few days ago, something that was heavily denied for about 3 years was finally acknowledged. The COVID virus originated in a lab. Early proponents of this idea were deemed to be vile conspiracy theorists. Many had their careers upended and lives destroyed, while others had their autonomy stripped for voicing doubt about the previously proposed narrative or for outright non-compliance with expectations. The foundation of this entire debacle rests in dishonesty on so many levels that it is disgusting and contemptuous to contemplate. I do not, however, want to dwell on those aspects. I am sure you can get that content elsewhere. I want to briefly delve into some correlates of honesty as it relates to this situation. Firstly, I want to solidify the applicability of our focus on abject honesty by discussing how to manage when you are in a situation that compels you to say, quote unquote, I told you so, or quote unquote, I was right all along. I want to voice my immediate concern to the aforementioned revelation. And lastly, I want to discuss trust. Although it may be ego gratifying to say, I told you so, it is never helpful to make another feel invalidated because of a strongly held belief that turned out to be incorrect. Although it may be ego gratifying to say, I told you so, is it ever helpful to make another feel invalidated because of a strongly held belief that turned out to be incorrect? In my first podcast, I discussed the need for restraint, especially in light of the fact that we never have all the information, ever. I would like to add that in the exercise of that restraint, one is forced to be compassionate. Compassionate because you may find yourself on the other side one day, and how would you like to be treated then? Compassionate because we must always consider the incentives and trade-offs that are instrumental in the decisions people make and ask, what would you have done in the situation, bearing in mind that you have to consider, one, what, as the saying goes, everyone has a price. That price may not necessarily be dollars, but mostly it is. Two, what is the nature of the defense mechanisms involved, and do you commonly employ them yourself, but in different situations? Three, what degree of detail, what information were they privy to that allowed them to make the decisions they made? And what information did they seek to relieve their ignorance, and what did they ignore? Next, what was your personal role in this mass disaster? We all had a role, individually and collectively. The other thing I want to consider is, what is the true motivation behind the mea culpa? Is this recent disclosure something that is going to be determined to be a lesser of two evils later because something yet to be admitted or to be disclosed at some later date will be far worse? I wonder what that is. Who benefits from this disclosure? What are the benefits that the disclosing entity have to gain? Please don't say altruism. There's no nobility in that, I believe. Who is getting thrown under the bus here? Who is the sacrificial lamb and taking the fall by this admission? Why now? Who are the persons implicated in this debacle, and how can we voice our disapproval and make them accountable for their reprehensible behaviors? Remember, corporations are considered people. See the 14th Amendment and the subsequent case laws that upheld this designation. What are the things that they hold dear and desire the most? Their egos, their material possessions, their social standing? What is the demonstrable pattern of the ego defenses, and how can they be made to publicly show remorse for their actions? Finally, let's consider the matter of trust. Where does trust fit into this narrative? As an individual, do you now doubt your judgment or the decisions you made in relation to this debacle? How can you remediate your cognition so as to regain the trust in yourself and others? Could the faith and trust that was indelibly lost because of the lack of honest dealings ever be restored? With all that said, how do you transition to something better and create a world where such a debacle does not happen again? Is that even possible? Do you consider that an emphasis on honesty is paramount now? Can you now wholeheartedly, unconditionally agree that honesty, despite ramifications, real or perceived, is the best way forward? Do you consider that the pursuit and practice of abject honesty is both an individual and collective responsibility? I know I have posed a lot of questions, but I do not want this disclosure to cause a devolution in all the great things that we have going as a society. I want us to flourish despite these setbacks. I don't even have the words. I will leave you with a quote from Soren Kierkegaard's Mastered Irony from 1841. He was a Danish philosopher. He said, "Most men are subjective towards themselves and objective towards all others. Frightfully objective sometimes. But the task is precisely to be objective towards oneself and subjective to all others." Thank you very much for listening.